For firefighters, getting to the scene is half the battle. Before steering a vehicle that can weigh as much as 72,000 pounds through sometimes congested traffic, drivers have to get extensive training. That's why some larger fire departments practice on a road simulator first.
So whenever you're ready to get the truck started, we'll actually turn the siren on, and then go ahead.
The $136,000 simulator looks and sounds like a giant video game. With video screens of buildings and traffic on all sides, drivers sit behind a large wheel. The movement can make one dizzy, and drivers are told to look in their side view mirrors to prevent vertigo. It's designed to give firefighters a sense that what they encounter on the road can be as dangerous as the scene they're responding to. Firefighters are in a big, unwieldy rig. Motorists are in smaller but more soundproof vehicles where they can't always hear sirens. Mix in a little speed and accidents can happen.
You are on a one-way street. You had a blind spot with that bus. He actually came out of a parking ramp and accelerated into you. He didn't see you and you didn't see him. What we'll do, and I'm going to walk you through it, and how you might avoid that accident.
The simulator is the last step of pre-road training before Madison firefighters hit the road. Division Chief Ron Schwen.
This is a very expensive device. With the federal grants that have come available in the last 2 years for the fire departments to buy training devices like this, it's made it affordable for us.
Now, start proceeding through that intersection.
Road simulators for big rig driving are not new.
We're not the only ones in the world doing it. The military's been doing it for a long time. The aircraft industry has been doing it, and bus systems, you know, metro transit systems have been using it to train their employees. But the fire service has not taken it on until recently simply because of the cost.
Some of that cost may be recouped if more pre-road training results in fewer fender benders or serious accidents. 8 years ago, Congress decided to address the issue of firefighter deaths in the line of duty. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health was given money to improve firefighter safety. A government study of deaths over a 10-year period showed 26% of firefighters were involved in fatal accidents while driving to an emergency. Most of the deaths occurred with volunteer firefighters who were in their own vehicle, but tankers accounted for nearly as many crashes.
You could even crank that even harder to the left, but you see,
Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.